Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Poet, actress, and professor Dr. Maya Angelou wrote, "Love recognizes no barriers. It jumps hurdles, leaps fences, penetrates walls to arrive at its destination, full of hope." When God supernaturally expands our capacity for love, it is with that kind of love, the kind of love that goes beyond borders, shall I say, goes beyond barriers. Our guests today have experienced a profound supernatural deepening of love for one another that could only be described as just that. Beyond human capacity, a grace has been poured into them with a love for each other that you have to hear, because the fact that God can transform a life, a couple, a married couple, reminds me that there's hope for all of us, whatever you might be facing. You see, we pause at the beginning of our show just to remind you, the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii radio program is to bring you to Jesus Christ. Our hope, our yearning is that we would, as it were, hold hands with you and bring you closer and closer to the Lord, so that you too would know of the supernatural power of Almighty God to change you from the inside out, and thereby changing the entire situation or circumstance that may be surrounding you. For you to know that Christ loved you so much, He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His blood on that cross, and He was buried. 3 days later, He rose again. And the living Christ, who has touched the hearts and transformed the hearts of my guests, is calling you today, right where you are. Greg and Shawnee Hammer are owners of the Hammer Group, LLP. Greg has been entertaining Hawaii for many years. He's positioned himself as Hawaii's most sought-after entertainer, whether it be as MC for public and private events or entertaining with the Greg Hammer Band. He's one of Hawaii's most entertaining people. He's currently part of the Island 98.5 Wake Up Crew radio program. It's heard weekday mornings. And he can be seen in his stage show in the showroom at Dave & Buster's, right here in Honolulu. Shawnee moved to Hawaii in 1998 and attended the University of Hawaii at Manoa. She started her career in broadcasting, working as on-air talent at Clear Channel Hawaii. After 6 years with Clear Channel, it was time to move in a different direction, and Shawnee started her bridal consulting company in 2004 along with her husband, Greg. Shawnee fell in love with the Hawaii wedding industry, and her company, L'Elegance Bridal Consultants, thrived. Currently known as the Hammer Group, they offer professional and entertaining MC services by Greg and one-of-a-kind performances by him and his band. You will, as you hear, the depth and breadth by which God has taken this dear couple from their services to a deeper level of commitment and impact that will touch you today. Greg and Shawnee, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Okay, so Don O'Brien, the dawn of a new day on 95.5 FM, The Fish. So she has this couple. They're called Greg and Shawnee Hammer. She has them on the radio, and then the phones start flying off the hook because people are, I mean, you talk about moving, tear-jerking moving. People are calling. They want to hear it again. Can you play it again? Can you play it again? So, anyway, here we are. I'm privileged to be with you. And, you know, let's just get started as we normally do. Greg, where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Waipahu. I was my mother is a local girl born here in the islands. She moved away, got married at quite a young age. I have two older sisters. And then she broke up with my father. And we moved back here. We're predominantly at the time raised by my grandparents in Waipahu. And if you were around in the late 60s, early 70s in Waipahu, it was a typical plantation upbringing, very very Catholic based. Very there was a lot of religion in the house, very structured religion. There was rosaries, there was novenas, there was everything that was Filipino in the 60s and 70s. I lived it. And being the, being the half-breed boy, it was kind of it made for an interesting upbringing. Mm-hmm. Graduated from Waipahu High School, joined the Honolulu Police Department, spent 10 years in active service, 5 years as a reservist in HPD after that, and just kind of fell into broadcasting. Just kind of fell into it. During my time in broadcasting, I met Shawnee. And kind of stole her away from her mom.
How about you?
I was raised in Oregon. I was born, though, in Colombia, the country of Colombia, but raised in Oregon, and I've been in Hawaii for about 14 years.
Shawnee, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Definitely my father, who is unfortunately not with us anymore, but he taught me everything. He was the type of dad where you think your dad knows, I mean, you really think he literally knows everything because he's just got, all the knowledge and he can teach you all these things. So definitely my dad.
What was it about dad?
As I look back and you can appreciate, it's sad sometimes how, I was 17 when he passed. So I never, I was very young and I never really got to know him as an adult and now as a mother myself. And that would have changed everything because the respect and, when you're a teenager, maybe you're not as respectful as you should be to your parents. And now I look back so much more. I can understand so much more what he did for us, unfortunately, since he's passed. But he was a school teacher, and that spilled over into our lives. And so he was just a great teacher, a teacher of life, a teacher of love, taught me so many things that I use in my life today.
How about you, Greg? Who influenced you most?
I would have to say in my early years, my grandparents. Grandfather was a machinist for Oahu Sugar. My grandmother worked at the pineapple cannery, Del Monte Pineapple Cannery. My mom, we lived with my grandparents, and my mom would work all day, and then she was going to school at night to get her degree. So there was a lot of my mom had a really deep influence on us in our later years after she met and married my stepdad, who is, that's the only father I've known and is an absolutely wonderful man. And I have been told by many people that, sometimes the person that is your birth father is not really meant to be your daddy. And I can say with 100% honesty that my stepdad is really the greatest daddy father figure that a guy could have. I mean, he knows everything, plumbing and electronics, and he can fix cars, and he has a garden. Just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful man. My mom, very educated, smart woman. She was the really the glue that kept us together a lot of times. She was tough on us, but you know, she was tough on us for a reason, so that we would have the tools to survive. And I tell you, without the guidance of my grandparents and without the guidance of my parents, I think I would have my life would have taken a very, very different turn. Very, very different turn.
How did you get into entertainment?
You know, I was in the Honolulu Police Department, and I'd reached the 10, maybe 8-9 year mark, and I remember sitting in front of Chevron in Haleiwa. I had the Haleiwa beat. And I remember it was like 2 in the morning. I was on the midnight watch, and I looked up at the sign there that had the gas prices. And I remember asking myself, do I want to do this another 15 years before I can retire? You know, and it was just kind of one of those things where it's like, I think I will start exploring things outside the department. So I just happened to have a good friend of mine, Rory Wild, who was doing mornings at I-94 at the time. And it was just kind of like by accident. I said, hey, I'd like to come in, maybe tell some jokes, do some voices. And it just kind of started snowballing from there. And that's really how I fell into broadcasting, was completely and totally by accident. And you know, in later years, when you look back and you think, wow, you know, how or why did that happen? And then, you know, you finally get it, that was really your true calling. But you had to take some bumps before you get to that point.
Did you discover some of these hidden talents that you had early on in your growing up,
actually,
early on in life?
Actually, yeah. My grandparents, you know, I was always kidding around with them. And I would do these like fake Filipino voices. And I used to, my grandmother was a great gardener. She was a fantastic gardener. She had the most beautiful rose garden. And I remember I used to call her up. I was like in high school, and I would call her up and I'd be like, oh, I speak to Mrs. Aragon. And my grandpa would be like, oh, yeah, Trevito. And get on the phone. She'd go, hello? Hello, Mrs. Aragon. Understand you're growing marijuana in your yard. She was like, Gorio. It was like I used to like always like play around with my grandparents. It was a fun upbringing. I mean, it was really a lot of fun. And, you know, that's kind of where I started to just, you know, joke around with the family and at family parties and stuff. So that's where the sense of humor came in. You know, where I never really took myself all that serious, I think, you know, at that time.
Well, I think it's also a gift, though, mm-hmm. to be able to take that raw talent mm-hmm. and then bring it into a way that you
yes.
can deliver it
mm-hmm.
to mm-hmm. people where it could become your livelihood.
Yeah.
You know, for years.
Yes.
And continue to develop your material, your skills, your mm-hmm. and that's a real marvel to me of communicators. And I've got two professionals right here in the studio with me today. But we're here to talk about that, plus the things that are going on right now
right.
Mm-hmm. in your heart, because through your careers, you've encountered some turning points. You've encountered some crossroads, really, where you've had to make certain decisions. And I think today, as someone listens, they themselves might be at a crossroad where they need to make a decision. And a decision point always bears down on us when there's a point of tension.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's
right.
something uncomfortable, something a little bit queasy, something sometimes that we feel like we're on the verge of disaster. And we can either panic, or we can pray, or we can hide out. And sometimes we do all three.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But today, if you're wondering, okay, what am I going to hear today? What does God have for me? Well, when we come back from our break, you're going to hear more. I mean, we're getting to know Greg and Shawnee. They're known by many, many people. You're going to get to know them in a very personal way. When we come back, I want you to open up your heart. Get ready. Because as you hear what Christ has done yes. in their life, you'll begin to perhaps say to yourself, I'm wondering if Christ could do something like that in my own life. If he can change things around, in me, around me. Gosh, I believe you're going to be filled with tremendous hope in Christ. So you don't want to miss this. We'll be back with more from Greg and Shawnee Hammer. Stay with us.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So we got a local boy in our studio today and a gal that grew up in Oregon, and the Lord brought them together. They have an entertainment background. I mean, the local boy is a local man now, and he's well known throughout the islands. He's heard every single day on the radio, and he's been entertaining audiences both as an MC and in his own stand-up, as well as with his band. I'm talking about Greg Hammer and his dear wife, Shawnee. They're in studio with us. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and to find out more about our show, in fact, you might be listening right now, just tuning in, or caught the tail end of our last segment, and you're thinking to yourself, okay, can I get this program? Can I hear it? Can I gain access to it? In fact, I want to pass it on to a family member or a friend. Well, you can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and get the show in its entirety. And like I said before, yeah, don't keep it to yourself. Pass it. There's someone that, as you hear today's show, you're going to say, my cousin needs to hear this. My uncle, my friend, my husband, my wife needs to hear this. Well, pass it on, thegoodlifehawaii.org. Greg, Shawnee, take us back. I mean, how and what have you gone through recently, and how did you come to Christ?
Professionally, I think 2010, 2011 were amazing years for me professionally. But, you know, on the personal end, during that time, I had gone through some struggles. You know, it's funny when you are going through it, you're trying to live up to what you think the public wants you to be. For me, it was, you know, you have this public persona that people see. They see you out at the mall, and you know, you're friends with everybody, and you know, you have to put on that smiley face. When really, behind closed doors, it wasn't. I had a lot of anger issues from things that were even before I had known Shawnee. And you know, you get to a point where you're dealing with so many issues that you start to medicate yourself. Mm. In whatever way, some people use alcohol. For me, it was painkillers. And you know, looking back, it wasn't to the point where I actually needed them for whatever physical pain I was feeling. I was actually trying to mask that, you know, that anger inside, and hurt, and you know, just a whole lot of disappointments that I had held in, and there was just a lot there. And, you know, when you start planning your day, like, okay, if I, you know, take this pill at this time, I'll be able to get some sleep, and then it'll wear off by the time I get up and I can go and do the radio show. And then afterwards I take this one and I'll be able to go to the gym and I can work out and, you know, and all that stuff. You start to know that your life is now, you're in like this haze where really nobody can get through. You know, I had just come to that point where I was so broken. And I had people around me that really didn't mean me harm. But when it was all said and done, I literally came to Christ on my kitchen floor, literally, knowing that at that moment I really could not live life anymore. And you hear it, but you don't really believe it unless you go through it, where you're really at the point where you're going, okay, Lord Jesus, I cannot do this by myself. I need you. There is nobody on earth that can help me through this. I need that. I need you. And ironically, you know, when you're in media and entertainment, you have a lot of friends. But, you know, honestly, there was only, aside from the Lord, there was only one voice that was there when I was at my lowest, and it was my wife. It was Shawnee. And I never really came to appreciate grace because I didn't know how to define it. But if I had to define it, I would actually put her picture next to the definition, because being that broken and being that, I mean, knowing that the person that you love the most, you've hurt the most. But she was very, she was very gracious.
Where did that come from?
Love. I love him very much. But also, while he was masking a lot of, trying to use a lot of things of this world to help his pain. And I knew that. But there was a lot, as much as anger he had inside of him, there was a lot of anger in our household. And there was a lot of love. We have a little girl who we love so much. But a few different things were happening where there was just constant fights. And a lot of times you try to Band-Aid things. But it's really just waiting until the next fight. And it had just grown and grown and grown and gotten so angry, and the fights were getting worse, that I was ready to walk away. And I didn't know if I, you know, I'd said before that it's so sad to me now, because divorce is not that shocking, you know, and we really should be shocked by it. I mean, we should attend to our families that are on the verge of that, like we do, that need medical care, or like they've been hit by a car, or, you know, and we don't. It's just not that shocking to the world that we live in. And so I was walking in that world, and I was thinking, I was making plans. I was thinking, okay, you know, I'll, you know, this is not that big of a deal, basically. And he knew that. He was full aware that I was at that place. And so I think the culmination for him, you know, thinking to himself, I hope I'm saying this right, is, you know, am I really going to lose everything right now? And that was part of what brought him to his knees, essentially, and therefore brought me to my knees. And because seeing him in that position of, like he said, literally, we were in our kitchen. It was late at night. He was on the floor. And we've been married now for 10 years, but he was telling me things that I'd never heard. And so seeing the person that you love, putting all that stuff behind, you know, you're not thinking of that so much in that moment because he was broken. And I'm looking at him and he's telling me things, and I could tell that he was not ready to give up on us. And so in turn, you know, just that, him being saved in that moment and accepting Christ in that moment was an instant transformation, and then also the beginning of this amazing transformation that we've gone through and that our marriage has gone through. And so for me, definitely giving him love and grace, and we've had a prayer said for us, for both of us, to remove the scaling from our eyes. And that's what happened in that moment. That's what Christ was finally able to do with us. We were finally done with rebellion and offense and deception. And he was finally able to remove the scaling from our eyes so we could really see each other.
You know, Greg, people, families struggle with men, struggle with anger. Deep anger that comes. And so I think there's something to be said today about that. As our dear listeners engage with us in our time, where did this anger come from?
You know, there was a lot of as we were talking that, and basically, Danny, I mean, you know, as a pastor, you know, when you are, you know, when you're ministering to somebody and all that hurt starts to just pour out. You know, things deep that I had never even shared with my parents about my child, you know, things that had happened in my childhood and whatnot, that I shared with my wife, because there just wasn't that safety. I just never felt safe. And up until that moment, I didn't feel safe, but because we were literally in the presence of Christ. At that very moment, I felt entirely safe to just lay out everything with her. Everything. I mean, the other day I was talking to a dear friend and pastor, and you know, he said, you know, we swam in the mud for so long, and it was true. Things that had gone back that I even forgot about, that I had repressed for so long. That had nothing to do with anybody that's possibly even alive anymore. I mean, it was just in there. And I was holding on to that for so long and not realizing that it had started damaging just about every relationship that I had.
And isn't it so that we might not even realize it, but we're like leaking.
Yes.
You know, and we're leaking. It could be a comment. It could be a look. It could be rage. You know, the rage is a big thing. Everybody, you know, who's around it sees it. Well, that's obvious. Something's not right.
Right.
But we leak too. You know, with this anger. How did it feel when you poured out? What effect did it have on you?
For a lot of years, I suffered with physical pain. I mean, just physically. I used to tell her, if I can get down the stairs in the morning, it's a good day. Because I was just physically hurting. Not realizing that everything that I was holding back was adding to that. Because the second I got it out, I literally felt better. I mean, I've always had, since I've known her, I've always had, you know, problems, back problems, knee problems, shoulders. But it was like, ever since then, I really haven't had any physical issues. And, you know, since there's a lot of prayer and a lot of healing has gone on spiritually, but a good amount of it has, in as much as all that negativity manifested physically, once the spiritual rebirth started taking place. Mm. I actually started physically getting better. Mm. And you know, looking at it, I had issues with, I had issues with painkillers, steroids. I mean, just there was just a lot there that nobody knew. Nobody knew. I mean, I had become so good at putting on that mask mm-hmm. that nobody knew. She didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was hidden.
Yeah, there was a lot of hidden. You know, I mean, now that we've been around good Christian people, I'm not ashamed to say there was a lot of hidden sin going on, a lot.
You know, we talk about masks. Mm-hmm. You, Shawnee, Greg, you guys are gracious because right here, we're taking off the mask. You're taking off the mask. And by you taking off the mask, you're letting someone know today that they're in a safe place, as it were, that they can kind of take off their mask. We're going to take a quick break right now. But when we come back, you know, as the mask comes off, and you know what? If you're wearing a mask right now, you're not alone.
Yes.
We all wear masks. And we've all worn masks. So, you're not abnormal in a sense, but there is a new normal that you can experience. And it's a new normal of freedom, of no shame.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come back, we're going to take off a little bit more. But I'm just sensing that as Shawnee and Greg, they take off the mask of their marriage. Greg speaks deeply about taking off the mask of his pain, all the way back from things that were so repressed years ago. Do you need to take off your mask? Or are there a bunch of masks that you wear that need to be taken off? If so, well, today might be that day. This might be that moment for you to do that. See what happens. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
You're
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, you ever look at somebody, maybe from a distance? Okay, let's just say you look at them from a distance, and as you look at them, you say, wow, man, what an admirable person that is. What a respectable soul. I only wish that I could, you know, maybe if I can get within their radius, maybe some of that respectability, that admirability will rub off on me because of the level of skill and grace and expertise by which they carry themselves. So you never really think that they have, chinks in the armor, as it were. But then when you get closer, you begin to realize that you only really knew a part of who they actually are. In fact, the closer you get, you realize that there are some things that they have struggled with and have dealt with, or maybe even continuing to deal with right now. But instead of being disappointed, you lean in, as it were, like you're sitting on the edge of your seat, and you're engaged all the more because you realize the depth of life, the humanity. But more so, you realize that there is a power and a strength that through the foibles of life, there is a power and there is a fortitude that you have not seen before. Well, if that's ever been your experience or you've ever thought about that, our guests today, Greg and Shawnee Hammer, have been admired, respected by so many. And today they share. As before our break, we talked about taking off the mask. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and this is one of those very unique moments because as they share, the Holy Spirit is preparing your heart for a transformation of your own. But let me just say this. If you want to connect with Greg and Shawnee, you can connect with them at greg-hammer.com. That's Greg with two G's, -hammer.com. Greg-hammer.com. Greg, Shawnee, talk to us about masks. We went into the break with that before, and take us further.
Well, for me, there's always been a public persona. And not to say that it's not reality. It's the foundation. It's based in reality. It's people define you, I think, generally by what they see. And for me, you know, they saw fancy cars, motorcycles. You know, they just saw a lot of
things,
stuff. You know, worldly stuff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And when you're going through it, you think that I'm just merely, you know, giving the perception that if you work hard, you can achieve a lot of things. But you know, when everything came crashing down around me, all that stuff meant nothing. It really absolutely meant nothing to me. What meant the most to me was walking with Christ and my family. Because at the end of the day, and I had gone through periods of abundance and periods of lack. And you know, really, at the end of the day, there was nothing that could have satisfied what I was looking for, and it was more of a spiritual thing.
I think when you walk around and you are, as you said, people might know you, and they have a certain image of you, and you work hard to protect that. You work hard to keep up the facade or keep on the mask, as you said. And we were pros at that.
Mm-hmm.
We were pros at walking out of our house and looking a certain way and acting a certain way. And like he said, the kindness was never fake, and that, you know, that is not fake. But the having it all together was definitely a mask.
I mean, and I can honestly say that the people of Hawaii are so fantastically wonderful. I've always been so warm to us. So, you know, that kindness was genuine.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, for myself, and I can only speak for myself, you know, I would be out and just, you know, as much as I wanted to be noticed, you know, I would complain about, like, being noticed, you know? It's like I would complain about, I have no anonymity, but, you know, hello, you're driving like a parade float. And you know what I mean? It's like, so I was kind of in a duality, you know, and stuck in between that. And you know, when I came to Christ, it was really, and it wasn't hard. The thing is, people might say to give up your stuff, it would be difficult, but you know, it wasn't hard at all. And I literally, it was like, I said, you know, honey, I think the Lord's telling me to sell my car. And sure enough, you know, get rid of some of the, I had cars, motorcycles, I mean, nice, really nice stuff. But you know, I came to realize that at the end of the day, that really, really meant nothing.
It's silly almost when you look back on it.
Yeah.
You know, where we are today.
Yeah.
And we look back on the things that were important to us and you know, how I think so many people walk around, you know, and you look at them, oh, they're good people. They're good people. But, you know, we had a lot of hurt and a lot of, you know, just the walking in this world and having success of what this world tells you success is. And now, you know, when the Lord changes the desires of your heart, that doesn't mean, like he says, it just doesn't mean the same to you, you know.
So since this moment of brokenness, I mean, I'm envisioning you're on the kitchen floor and it's a pouring out. I mean, you're hearing, Shawnee, you're hearing things that you didn't even know about him before.
Yes.
And there, it's like a catharsis moment, you know, where it's just this release. And Christ is enveloping you with his love. What happened after that? I mean, I'm looking at you. There's a lot of healing that has taken place.
Yes.
You know, people might be thinking, okay, hey, I know what anger is. I mean, we've had, you know, I've had this in my house or that going on in my home, or, hey, stuff happens. Mm-hmm. Okay. But now you're processing through, how did Christ bring about healing through some of these, you know, challenges that took place, fights that took place that almost led to divorce? Take us from there, Christ, and now. What took place after that?
So even in that moment of brokenness, and it was broken for a while, you know, our marriage and our, you know, looking back on things. But in that moment, there was a catharsis, there was a confession, there was a spilling out of things. But what followed and what God brought to us was forgiveness. And because when you hang on to things, or you point the finger, I was very good at saying, he does this, it's him, and never looking at my own heart. And when you hang on to that, and for Greg also, when he has these people that have hurt him, or, you know, all these things that he's been hanging on to, confessing it is great, but if you can't forgive, or when you forgive, I should say, that's when the healing begins. And it did for us. Mm-hmm. We were able to forgive each other. We were able to forgive the people that have hurt us. We were able to forgive ourselves. And that loosening that root of unforgiveness, which is so damaging and can linger, and it manifests in all sorts of different ways.
I think we were fortunate too at the time. That was one of my first prayers was, you know, surround us with people, good, godly people that can teach us. And, you know, she got involved with a woman's Bible study at our church, New Hope Diamond Head. And we went through the Life Hurts, God Heals. And now we're actually returned as facilitators for that. But we were just really fortunate. I was fortunate to be mentored by Pastor Alden Manamtam, fantastic. I mean, just really, really great mentors around us. And of course, learning how to pray. We got water baptized on Super Bowl Sunday. It was just us two. And it was
a Super Bowl for you.
Oh, it was great. I mean, it was like the most,
it was beautiful.
Yeah. It was the most fantastic, experience I've ever had in my life. And I've had some pretty, I mean, I've played huge crowds. I played small ones. I've been at the top of my game. I've been, you know, at the bottom. But that by far was the most amazing experience in my life. Was getting water baptized with Shawnee by my side.
And that's what we really did. I think once we peeled ourselves up off of the floor and we invited God into our marriage, then we sought out people. We sought out a church that we love. We sought out people that God started to use to teach us and to hold us accountable also. And just love on us. And we just got so much love and so much healing because of that. So that was definitely the next step, was to reach out.
You know, people sometimes feel like they're on the brink. They're standing on the precipice. Maybe they've gone beyond the dead end sign and hoping that there would be something. But then they come to the very edge. They're looking over this treacherous overhang of a marriage. Of a relationship, and they think, man, there is nothing left. I'm on empty now. Mm-hmm. But you're here talking to us, and you're saying that, wait, God can build a bridge. God can get you to the other side. Mm-hmm. When we come back from our break, Greg, Shawnee, I think we got to do this, because there's a ministry that you have, just by your sharing, but if you pray for someone, I believe that there's a release that'll take place in the heart of someone. Maybe for a man to begin to forgive one person for one situation, and that will be the beginning of a flood of forgiveness and release. And for a woman today, or no, let's just say a spouse, that is hoping for a breakthrough in the other person's life, that they can be a breakthrough in their life. Shawnee, Greg, I want you guys to pray. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, Greg and Shawnee Hammer, they're going to hold you close to their heart and say a prayer, believing that God can touch you and will move by faith. We'll pray by faith. If you would just open your heart, you might feel, Danny, I got nothing left. Oh, that's okay. We've all been there. But God can make the difference when we've got nothing. He can put something there. He can put something there for you. So stay with us now. Don't leave now. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
You can walk with the Lord, and if you're married, your spouse can walk with the Lord, but you know, sometimes we just need a little reminder. And Greg reminded me about this just before we came back from our break. It's the beauty of walking together with the Lord. And, you know, this is a special moment because this is also a very special day for Shawnee. Happy birthday to you, Shawnee.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday. And, you know, because, you know, birthdays remind us of our beginning.
Yes.
And it reminds us of new beginnings. And you've experienced a new beginning in your own life and in your own marriage. Hey, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm talking here with my featured guests, Greg and Shawnee Hammer. As you listen to the things that they've shared throughout our time, you may want to engage further. You can engage further by going to thegoodlifehawaii.org to access this program and use it as a tool to not only enrich yourself, but to minister to someone that you know of that's struggling, wrestling with a rough time in their life, maybe in their marriage right now. And to find out more about Greg and the Hammer Group LLP, go to greg-hammer.com. That's Greg with two G's, greg-hammer.com. Greg, a parting shot to a man, a strong man, a man who's striving for success, maybe experiencing some of that success. They've gone to the ups and downs in life, but what would you say to someone going through a kind of a tough time right now?
You know, when you get to that point of your life when you really feel that you've taken hold of that rope and you've tied a knot in it and you're just holding on. You're just holding on to that rope. You need to be able to just let go and have faith that the Lord is going to be there to catch you. For me, that's what it took was, you know, I had tied that knot in the end of my rope and just held on. But it, you know, to me, the Lord is like a father when you're crossing the street. You know, eventually, you're gonna have to let go and let your children be, but you're always there to keep them safe, and that's what it is for me. I just had to put my faith that there was nothing I could control anymore. I wasn't even going to try. Just give my entire life to Jesus. Just give it all. Just give it up and be guided every second of every day. And just be very prayerful.
How about you, Shawnee?
You know, if I think of anyone out there, a woman especially, that's going through a hard time, I would encourage them that you are not alone. You are not alone in this. You might feel like you're alone and you walk through the day thinking that no one else understands what you're going through. But to know the love of Christ is to know that He knows everything that you're going through.
Shawnee, we have about 3 minutes. Shawnee, can you lead in a prayer? And then Greg, after that, if you can lead in a prayer also.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, and we thank you so much for all of the listeners that are listening today, and we hope that our words have been encouraging to them so that they know, again, they are not alone. They have a wonderful, living Heavenly Father that they can turn to at any time, at any time. Our prayers to you don't have to be complicated. We can raise our hand and say, Jesus, I am yours. I am yours. Have your way in my life. Guide me. And he will be there for you. And we thank you for that, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we thank you humbly for this opportunity to share, Father. And it is our prayer that if there's anyone that hears this, that you will touch them. You will touch their heart. You will give them what they need. You will give them the shelter of your love, Father. Let the Holy Spirit be active in their lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray the absolute blessings of your kingdom. For you are the King of kings, the Lord of lords. You are our Lord Jesus Christ. And we humbly thank you for our salvation, our redemption. And we pray that there are people that need you and that they will seek you and that you will find them, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, that's a special prayer from Greg and Shawnee Hammer, just for you. And as you put your faith in the Lord, as you engage like that, maybe you haven't accepted Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior, this would be a great time to do that as well. They've stepped over, as it were, the line of faith, and they've seen the Lord work miraculously, marvelously in their life. And what God can do in Greg and Shawnee's life, he can do in your life too. This is a program, and we, the three of us, together, we hold hands, and we hold hands with you, and we remind you, and we whisper that there is hope for you in Christ. Take off the mask and let Christ work in your life. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with you. Just like Greg and Shawnee, a big mahalo, Greg,
thank
Shawnee.
You.
Thank you
for joining with us and sharing heart to heart. You've been a blessing.
Thank you.
I want to invite you to invite someone to listen in. 2 o'clock and 12 midnight every day, weekdays. And invite someone to listen in and be inspired. If you'd like to be a part of helping reach someone in need of God's love and hope through the Good Life Hawaii radio show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and click the Partners tab. The scripture for today, Isaiah 43, verse 18 says, "Do not call to mind the former things or ponder things of the past. For behold, the Lord says, I will do something new." It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guests, Greg and Shawnee Hammer. Find out more at greg-hammer.com. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.